tonight. They're here together. I want to first welcome three-time Grammy Award winner, Sugar Hill recording artist. You know him, you love him. Please welcome Sam Bush.
Riding that bluegrass train. Good evening, music lovers!
All of you up on the bridge.
So nice to be back in Salt Lake on the Summer Concert Series. Thanks for being with us tonight. It is our pleasure to be here with Mr. David Grisman and his quintet. Here's another bluegrass kind of tune. We're going to stay on that groove for a minute. This one we did on the very first Newgrass Revival record. It's called Whisper My Name. With pain, but someone else holds you and whispers your name. Thank you. Sorry, we got sea level instruments here. All right, I think we're about to get warmed up. This is, I believe y'all are. You're looking like it. You're feeling fine. I mentioned that first Newgrass Revival record. There was a poem on the back written by a guy who identified himself as Radio John from Topanga Canyon. And we really know him by more by his real name, John Hartford. So, thinking about old John tonight, and here's a song that we did on our last CD. Actually, we got a new DVD that's just coming out next week, but we have a few copies for you folks tonight. It'll be over yonder. We'll see you later on if you want to come get one. But we in honor of John Hartford and because we made this DVD in a live concert situation, we'll do a tune we did on that. This is called On the Road. Thank you.
the stove. It gets cold, don't you know? I won't get home much this year. Back and forth, up and down, coming out, going round. Make it up, coming down. I won't get home much this year. When I go, I see friends, I see nights without end. If they dance, but they spin, and it's cold. Thank you.
Yeah, we're jamming, jamming. And I hope you like it jamming too. Ain't no rules, ain't no vow. We can do it anyhow. I and I will see you through. Cause every day we pay the price with a little sacrifice. Jamming till the jam is through. But yeah, we're jamming. Think the jamming was a thing of the past. Yeah, yeah, we're jamming. Jamming. And I hope the jam is gonna last. No bullying can stop us now. We won't beg and we won't bow. Neither can we fault our soul. Thank you.
Well, as a matter of fact, you could say that I would have been, but it all just made it packed. We both need to get together, join as children in charge. Cause when you're moving in the positive, your destination is the brightest star. Did you know you will be jamming until the break of dawn? And nobody ever told you that you will be jamming until the break of dawn. Thank you.
Thank you. The song made up with a good friend of mine, Jeff Black, great songwriter that he is, and we made this up after, very shortly after Hurricane Katrina hit, and we got to thinking about the folks down in New Orleans, and wouldn't it be great if they could get their regular old lives and jobs and houses and all that back together once again, along with the great music that comes from there. So this is dedicated for those folks. This is called I Wanna Do Right.
Do right,
but
don't want to do wrong.
Do right.
Yes, I want to do right. I don't want to do wrong.
Do right.
Yes, I want to do right.
Do right.
I don't want to do wrong.
Do right.
Yes, I want to do right.
Do right.
I don't.
Song written by Julie Miller. A stranger knows your name. Starts beating like a drum.
It's like a stranger knows your name. Thank you. moaning, well, well, well. Has she got power? I say yes indeed. Bring it in the Georgia mail.
Love to take just a minute to tell you who these fine musicians are you're meeting tonight. Some of you may know us already, but if you don't, ladies and gentlemen, for your listening and dancing enjoyment tonight, we have now, he's on his five-string banjo synthesizer, allows us all kinds of different sounds, and of course, we know what he can do to the five-string banjo. When it comes to the five string, he makes that sucker sing now. Yeah. Give it up for the best, Mr. Scott Vestal. Yeah. On the guitar, originally from Massachusetts. First time in Salt Lake. Look out. Look out now. On the acoustic and electric guitar and the great singing, give it up for Mr. Stephen Mosian. Back here on the drums. Stand up and show them. Oh, you are standing. I'm sorry. But as you've noticed, this man can play any kind of music, and boy, it's fun, and we can try anything when we get to play with this guy. Every night it's a gift to get to play with Mr. Chris Brown. Oh yes, and on the bass now. We're both from the same hometown in Kentucky, and be it the upright bass fiddle, or the five-string fretted bass guitar, or the four-string fretless, it's a whole complete thing. He can do it all, sings like a bird. Other than that, not a lot going for him, but I'm telling you, we're very proud of him. He's a record producer now. He just did Jorma Kalkinen's new record. He just produced that. You're not gonna meet a better musician than Mr. Byron House. Also like to make mention of a couple of pals that work with us while I'm doing this. On the Outfront Sound, Ryan Reynosa. Thank you, sir. He's from California, not his fault. And our road manager you see him running around up here doing the monitor sound for us. This is Rob Stokes from Louisville, Kentucky. Enjoying a fine local brew. I notice you people are so nice down here. I mean, one guy had one cigarette and he's sharing it with everyone. Wow. You all are so nice. They don't do that back in Tennessee. Yeah, they do. Hey, we got any old hippies in the audience? I mean, besides me and Grisman? Got a song for you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much. Scott Vessel on the banjo. Steven Mosen on the guitar and the vocals. Chris Brown and his drums of renown. And Mr. Byron House Plant. So much. Thanks to Casey Johnman for having us. We thank y'all very much for listening. Thank you.
Hey, nice work snaking my spot.
Thank you so much. I tell you, getting to be here with the David Grisman Quintet, getting to play the nice folks like you, we thank you very much. It's a great thing to get. We appreciate the way we get to make a living. Thank you. By the way, we got CDs and the new DVD over yonder, so come over and say hi to us. We'll talk baseball. We'll talk about if Michael Jordan really pushed off in that famous last shot right before it. I think so. I think he did. He pushed off. Hey, thanks a lot. Here's a tune that the title tune of the newest CD we have, and written by Byron and Scott. And me, inspired by my old dog Ozzy when he was lapping his water in 7/4 time. It went like. So this is called Laps in 7. Thank you for listening. Thank you. Thank you so much. Byron House, Chris Brown, Stephen Mosian, Scott Vestal. Thank you very much. Look around, Mr. Dog is gonna lay it on you.